Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
And they are in the Shire today because the Sharkies had a great win yesterday at Netstrata Jubilee Stadium. Here is their coach joining us, John Bomber Morris. Welcome to the Sunday Sinbin.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Bomber, the most important question first, mate. Have you had an Easter egg yet?
Actually slipped one in early this morning, actually, yeah. So got a couple in, did a little Easter egg hunt last night when I got home from the game for the kids in the backyard. So a little dog ate half of them, but managed to enjoy a couple, mate, yeah.
Good on you, mate.
Mate, great win last night. You message to the players after the game.
Yeah, Kenny, I probably have reflected back on our game against Parramatta, to be honest, because I said to him after that game, you know, there was just so much to like out of that effort that the boys put in under that sort of adversity. And they were really disappointed, you know, coming away with a loss, even though, you know, we finished the game with 13 men. But there was just so much from those coaches I liked about it. And I knew that if we can front up with that kind of effort and attitude every week, that, you know, we're going to put ourselves in a position to win some games of footy. And I just think that not much has gone, you know, right for us on the field over the last couple of weeks. And I could just sense that when it did, that, you know, that things were going to change pretty quickly. And I think that was a good example yesterday. You know, we got it right. We, you know, maintained a fair share of possession with the footy and defended nice and strong. And I just felt we really built on that effort from Parramatta. So I was really pleased for them.
Bob, we'll cut straight to the hard question. Where are things up to in relation to your contract beyond this season, and how are you feeling about it?
Yeah, I don't really know, to be honest. I haven't really had too much communication with the club. I've left it up to my management, and it's quite clear that the club's, you know, taking their time to work through it, and it's a process, I guess, that I'm, you know, not going to second guess or undermine. I think that's up to them as, you know, administrators of the club to make those calls, and they've been quite public with their interest in around Craig Bellamy as well. So I think for me it's about just focusing on the team, mate. I just really want to, you know, play it out in the media, and I just feel if I could invest all my time and energy into the team, you know, I'll get a team that's hungry and fit and is going to perform well, which is hopefully hold me in good stead to, you know, get that extension.
How do you feel, though, when you pick up the papers last Sunday and you see a headline where it says, you know, there'll be a decision by round 8? Do you have to then go and speak to the playing group to address that, or...?
No, I haven't involved the players at all, because I've got 14, 15 players off contract themselves, and I kind of made an early decision to really not let this affect the playing group. Now, I'm not quite sure if they, you know, read stuff in the background, but I just felt that, you know, if I want to make this work, I got to let go of something, and that's me worrying about what's going on in the background. I really just got to focus on the boys, and they've been outstanding. You know, they know what's going on, but they're all, you know, can see by their performances over the last couple of weeks how invested they are and how sort of tight-knit we are. So, you know, I got no issues there with the playing group. They're hungry and committed, and we're all in together, mate. As I said, there's a number of players who are off contract as well, and I've had it to be about me. I've got a number of big names that are, you know, trying to sort their future out as well.
Hey, Johnny, talking about the players last week, the 18th man situation affected you guys against the Eels. Do you think it's a great decision to bring an 18th man onto the bench?
Yeah, good. I mean, when they were talking about it, and certainly when the AFL made their decision to bring that, engage their sub there for injury too, I didn't really know if it had its place in rugby league. But then when I saw the boys drop like flies last week, particularly early in the game, and at half time we were down to no bench. I mean, I was 3 HIAs and Tione Katoa had done his knee, but, you know, I had players out there in the field that were probably needed to come off as well in that second half. And I just feel if the game's going to be pretty strict with enforcing, you know, the protocols around the concussion, that they probably need to be a little bit lenient with giving us a 18th man to use. I only support it in the case that we were in. If you lose 3 HIAs, not for injury. I don't think that we need that to bring anyone else in for injury as part of the game. But certainly for the HIAs, I think it's a good idea. But whether or not that's an emerging player or someone out of your squad of 21, I think that still needs to be tidied up.
I think they left that slightly open, though, so they could get some buy-in back from the coaches and people around the game about what that should look like.
Yeah, well, Kenny, we had a chat to them during the week. They've gone around and spoke to every club, and that was my biggest thing. If I had an emerging player in that environment last week in that Parramatta game, I actually wouldn't have used him because he's not ready. I couldn't have put him out there in that situation where he's probably out of position, hasn't made his debut, hasn't trained with the side necessarily that week. I think I'd be detrimental to him. So, and that was a good. I felt that that was a good point. They took that on board. I just feel that if we're going to, they want to take away the opportunity for coaches to exploit it. But I really don't think you can with three HIAs. I think it makes sense that, you know, most teams travel with 18 or 19 men anyway, and all the time, you know, the way NRL rosters are now, normally that 18th, 19th man is someone of that emerging type, inexperienced player anyway. I don't feel that any club will be bringing in a gun rep player as your 18th or 19th man late in the game to try and exploit that rule. So hopefully they arrive at the right outcome, and it's just someone in your 21-man squad.
So, mate, back to the footy, the performance of the blokes like Matt Moylan and a couple of players who are off contract and had a bit of a rough patch lately, you must be happy that you've solved the problem or the riddle of getting the go well.
Yeah, Kenny, I think we stripped it right back with Matty, and what I've loved about Matty, he's just been so honest. He knew exactly where he was at the end of last year. We had a pretty honest chat with, you know, his last 2 years, just know what we're nowhere near what you want it to look like. His first year at the club was outstanding. He played 20 games and we played a preliminary final in 2018. And then he just couldn't get his body going right, and that affected his performance on the field, and it's kind of a downward spiral until we just changed a few things up. And I felt over the course of sort of 2019 and 20, we just, you know, as a performance team, wrapped him in cotton wool too much because we were so scared that he was going to, you know, do his hemi or whatnot, that he actually did not enough training. And we just went the other direction. We put a lot of load into him. He obviously looked after himself in the off-season, which he probably was guilty of not doing the years before. And he put in a lot of work into his body, his strength, his, you know, Pilates, all sorts of stuff. And his workload over the pre-season was close to double what it's been in the previous years. So, you know, the fact he's played four straight back-to-back games and, you know, scored a try yesterday, he's starting to show signs that he's on the up.
So when you've got players like Moylan and Dugan who are coming off contract themselves, and obviously with your situation as it is, how do you deal with that? Are you able to plan ahead for next season and make any decisions there, or is that all getting done around you at the moment?
Yeah, Ken, that's why I think a decision needs to come pretty soon, because it is a little bit of a sticking point. Like, we do have, as I said, a number of players off contract, and we've got, you know, some there that I'd love to jump out and re-sign as soon as possible. You know, guys like the young guys, you know, the Toby Rudolphs, the Connor Tracys, Will Kennedy, you know, there's a big decision there around Shawnee Johnson, those sorts of guys. So we do have to go on the front foot. I mean, I was engaged in the Cameron McGuinness signing, but, you know, Darren Mooney's doing a great job in the background. But, I think no one's really been told as when those guys are going to be, their negotiations are going to kind of open up. So as a club, I think we need to have a look at it and move pretty quickly on it.
All right. Before you go, Bomber, what about the club itself? I mean, obviously you're playing now at Jubilee Oval, which is only up across the bridge there. But what's the timeline to get the Sharkies back playing in the Shire?
Yeah, they're aiming for next year, the games to be back on PointsBet Stadium. So, you know, I'm not sure if you've been down around the club, but there's, well, the amount of work that's happening around the club, it's, you couldn't open it up for an NRL game now. They've got no sort of scoreboard, no power, electricity, lights on that eastern side of the club, but they're going to aim to have it up and running in 22. Obviously, in the Leagues Club and all that precinct, commercial and residential that they're redeveloping there is probably going to be more 2023, but it's going to be beautiful down there. It's going to be a beautiful, brand-new club and a great area for the community. So, you know, we look forward to getting our games back there. But it's been a good transition. That Strata's been, it's a great venue. And, you know, we had the double header there last night, and it was seamless with four teams there. You know, I didn't hardly even see Canberra or the Titans there until they were out in the field playing. It's such the facilities they've got. So it's been a good transition. Our supporters have come on the journey with us. So hopefully we can get through this year's good winning record at Net Strata, and then we'll get back to points. But,
and just one more thing, mate, before you go. I thought I heard the Fox League callers last night saying that, is Teague Wilton, is your nephew?
Yeah, he is actually. Yeah, he's my sister's son. So, Naruma born and bred. But, yeah, he got his first NRL trial last night, and his last 2 weeks he's been outstanding. So, I'm really happy for him.
Good on you, mate. Good to catch up with you, and all the best for the rest of the season.
No worries, fellas. Happy Easter.
Good. Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.